Okay. Does it pertain to her last week's teaching? Yeah. Okay.
So I'll find her.
Okay. Yeah, so I made the comment that when there's anxiety, it's because there's attachment. So you're saying if we can notice what it is that we're attached to that's causing the anxiety, what we're trying to cling on to make permanent, you know, and free ourselves of that attachment, then we can be free of the anxiety. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's very true. I mean, often when we have a negative emotion arise, like you were saying, we have anxiety and our immediate thing is, I don't want to feel this, so let's suppress it, let's repress it, let's pretend it doesn't exist, let's go out and get drunk. Okay, so what you said is true. We have to recognize it's there and acknowledge the fact that we're anxious about something. Because trying to avoid the anxiety by distracting ourselves doesn't get rid of it. Yeah. It's like trying to clean your dirty dishes by adding more food to them. Yeah. So we need to kind of acknowledge the anxiety's there and accept it and experience it. And then, you know, knowing that we don't have to keep on experiencing it and being under its influence, then we can apply the antidote, you know, and recognize what it is we're attached to and work with whatever attachment it is that's causing that anxiety. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes we don't want to acknowledge it because we're afraid it's really going to blow up. And I think this is where it's very helpful to just sit with breath. And recognize, okay, my breath is going in, my breath is going out, all this fear is coming up, this is just a thought. This is just a mental experience. You know, all this anxiety and all my, you know, projection about how horrible the future is going to be is just a thought. Yeah, because my reality right now is I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out. Yeah, and I think not to be so afraid of our thoughts and our feelings. They're only thoughts and feelings, that's all. I mean, not so afraid of them in terms of experiencing them, because they're not, you know, like, yeah, big ferocious dogs ready to bite us. Yeah, they're not going to take our arms and legs off. It's true, we concretize it very much. I am my thoughts. I think this, therefore I'm a bad person. I think this, therefore it's true. And we take our thoughts so seriously. We take our feelings so seriously. Yeah. And not realizing how much they change. Yeah. I mean, we're feeling so stuck. I mean, something is some big issue, some big crisis one day. And the next day, you know, hold on, what was I so upset about? Yeah? So here's, you know, where this whole meditation on remembering transience and impermanence is very important. Yeah? So we remember that all these things just keep changing. Yeah? The good stuff keeps changing, no sense to get attached. The anxiety keeps changing, no sense to get overwhelmed by it. All these things arise due to causes and conditions. They have limited duration. They're going to change into something else. But why they're happening? We're sure they're real. You know? That's just nice sounding philosophy when they're happening. But, you know, this is exactly why you have to think about this stuff over and over and over again. Yeah, so that we can call it to mind when the garbage is coming up. Okay. Yeah, and then I do want to get on with the thing. Yeah, so that when it comes, we're in a situation where we realize somebody's criticizing us, instead of reacting in our usual habitual pattern, which is what, they're criticizing me? You know, and either in anger because they're wrong, or just complete, well, they're right and I'm just a catastrophe. And to just recognize, hold on, this is somebody's opinion. Their opinion is not me. It's their opinion. it might have some useful information in it that can help me grow. So I'm going to listen. You know, and just because somebody thinks this and says this doesn't make it mean it's true. We don't believe everything President Bush says. Why should we believe everything somebody criticizes us what they say? Okay. On the other hand, that doesn't mean you just completely disregard it. If this is somebody else's opinion, they don't know what they're talking about. You know, we have to be willing to look, take the information in and check up and see if any of it is useful to help us grow. And also recognize that if somebody is losing their temper at us, it's indicative that somebody else is upset, and out of compassion and concern for the other person, we want to be able to communicate better with them so that they don't walk around all muddled in their own upsetness.